By March 2008, Obama was also backtracking fast on earlier lowball estimates of just how much Resco had contributed to his political campaigns. The Sun-Times questioned Obama closely. "You told us in November 2006 that your best estimate was that Resco raised somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000 during your political career. Since then, your campaign's given back $157,000 in Resco-related contributions." The Sun-Times linked about $168,000 in Obama campaign contributions to Resco. The Tribune reported that their figure was much higher, estimating Resco had raised as much as $250,000 for the first three offices Obama sought. Obama is always quick to deny any quid pro quo on Resco campaign contributions. "At no time did he ever ask for any favors from me," is the refrain Obama recites. Still, every time new campaign contributions from Resco are identified, Obama claims to have returned the money or to have donated it to charity. Even if no illegality is ever identified, Obama's continued willingness to take campaign contributions from his friend Resco, even after serious allegations about Resco's low-income housing empire began to be raised, have the feeling of impropriety. Has Obama the politician made a hypocrite out of Obama the community organizer? Or was Obama always the same person when he first came to Chicago as a community organizer and now that he is running for president? A politician who first and foremost is interested in his own political and financial advancement, regardless of the moral consequences. There are more connections in Obama's Chicago history that await to be fully investigated. The London Times reported Nadmi Auchi, an Iraqi billionaire, had wire transferred a $3.5 million loan to Resco on May 23, 2005, just weeks before the Obama purchase of the mansion in Kenwood closed. James Bone, writing for The Times, mused, "The money transfer raises the question of whether funds from Nadmi Auchi, one of Britain's wealthiest men, helped Mr. Obama buy his mock Georgian mansion in Chicago." In 1967, Auchi, a cousin of Saddam Hussein, went to work in Iraq's Ministry of Oil. He rose to be the Oil Ministry Director of Planning and Development before leaving Iraq in 1979, the year he founded GMH, General Mediterranean Holding. Auchi's GMH subsequently became the largest private shareholder in Banque Nationale de Paris, which later merged to become BNP Paribas. This was the bank Saddam Hussein chose to run billions of dollars in his oil for food scam from the beginning of the program in 1995 through 2001. Bill Gertz of the Washington Times uncovered a 2004 Pentagon report identifying Auchi as a global arms dealer and Iraqi billionaire who, behind the facade of legitimate business, served as Saddam Hussein's principal international financial manipulator and bagman.